Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guests today are the president and vice president of the Green County High School Student Council. We have Alex Roberts and Lily Muir joining us now. And so, Alex, we'll go to you first. Student Council, despite the fact there's been a pandemic, you still are doing things and have done things throughout the school year. Can you kind of give us an overview of some of the previous stuff that you did here most recently?
Most recently, I think the week before spring break, we had a dodgeball tournament that turned out to be very successful. It was a lot of fun as well. And then we also touched on Women's History Month and Black History Month. There were multiple discussions in our seminar sessions about just things that we noticed in the community with these two spotlights, and also different women that have impacted our lives, and then different stories to be told about Black history that really needed addressed and shown a little bit of awareness to in these times.
So Lily, if you wouldn't mind giving me your thoughts about, you know, presenting different opportunities for folks to get engaged with Black History Month and Women's History Month.
I think getting people engaged and learning more about it as we're going through school, just having a quick slideshow or whatever, really helps them understand why it's important and why we should all acknowledge it. And then having them talk about it and do little projects like writing down why women are so important to you just makes them think more about it and why it's so important.
Now, I'm also told you've done some kind of smaller scale selling of items and whatnot, and you've done kind of fun other aspects to just give positivity back to the school with dress-up days. Can you speak to us about those things?
We did a dress-up day every Friday for a month, and then we've sold Valentine's at lunch, and it just helps the students get together and be able to do something fun since it's a hard year. It really helps them get excited about something.
All right, now we fast forward to something that's actually taking place today. I hear there's a community blood drive that's going to be held here at the school. Lily, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Today we have the blood drive from 9 to 1, and we signed people up last week. We got a lot of people to donate, and I think since we haven't been able to donate for a while, some people are really excited to be able to this year, and I think it's great for us to do as a community and for the students and teachers to be involved in.
Now, can people still, are you accepting like walk-ins today, or do people have to actually schedule an appointment?
We have to have scheduled appointments, and this year usually we open it up to the community if they want to come in, but we didn't really do that this year. Just other teachers or staff from other schools could come, but not as much since of COVID.
And why do you think it's important that people donate blood and give blood still?
I think it's important to give back, and if you're able to, you should be able to do that for other people, and I think it just means a lot, especially this year when people haven't been able to donate. Now that we can, we should be able to give back.
Now, Alex, obviously May Day is coming up on May 1st, but the high school and student council is deciding to at least acknowledge that theme. Can you tell us what kind of activity event that you're going to be holding in respect to that, and maybe give us a perspective of what you think May Day means?
What we'll be doing for May Day is we're making some May baskets that we'll be selling on Friday for $2 each, and you know, you can either get them for yourself or give them to other people, but they'll basically have some treats and goodies inside of them. And it's kind of just to go back to the tradition of what May baskets were, just something to kind of lighten up the mood in the school. It's been a little tense lately with things starting to come to an end. People are really focusing down, and maybe this will help liven up and get people a little more joy. And the significance of May Day to me, I guess, is also just a historical acknowledgement. It goes back way before I was alive, and how, you know, you used to leave them on people's doorsteps and whatnot. But I think this will definitely be a fun way to celebrate the beginning of May and one of the last weeks of the school year.
Now, Lily, something else that you're kind of in the works of right now and trying to figure out the final kind of plans for is the senior salute thing that Student Council would like to do. Can you share with us kind of the initial plans or the initiative behind that?
So for the end of the year, we're making just a video for all the seniors to get together and be able to watch and just look back at memories and old photos and what we've been through as a class together since we've kind of had a rocky patch the past year and a half. And it's just something to get the class together and excited to see when we only have a month left of school. It really makes us all want to get together in the final moments before we leave.
So what are some of the ideas and ways that you want to try and present that information?
Me and Alex are doing this, and we're doing a slideshow just of memories throughout the years, what we've accomplished as a class together and what we've been through the past 4 years that some of us might not remember. Oh, that happened. And we're also doing what our future plans are for next year so we can just kind of get to see what our classmates are going into.
Now, Alex, Lily did a nice transition for us going into the last part here, and that is possibly a project you'd like to see come to fruition maybe next year, not so much this year because, again, time is of the essence here, but it's this idea of beautification projects. Can you speak to us about what that means?
Well, the beautification project, I think, is definitely a ball we want to start get rolling this year, and that can hopefully be transitioned into next year. What it's supposed to be is to put in some trees and some flowers and a little bit of landscaping around our school to make it look like more than just a concrete building in the middle of an old cornfield. But we'll be talking to the people we need to get in touch with to hopefully get these things organized for students next year. And Miss Marquardt and I were talking maybe this could be like a homecoming activity next year or something to really get the entire school involved. And maybe even the community as well, just to give something back to the school and really make it a big landmark of Greene County and Jefferson, Iowa.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program. Here with the president of Greene County High School Student Council is Alex Roberts, along with Vice President Lily Muir joining us. Community State Bank of Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.